Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, February 12, 2024. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Millen?
Here.
Reibstack is absent. Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman is absent. Fasola?
Here.
Milchewski?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Garcia?
Here. Recognition of our visitors. I see we have a group of our EIL volunteers here, as well as some other members of the public and our Director of Adult Services and Friends. Thank you for being here. Any amendments to the agenda?
No.
We have a presentation tonight.
Do you want to talk a little bit about this and group for us?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We have our Director of Adult Services, Curtis.
All right. I wrote all this down so I don't have to remember all this cool stuff that these folks do. The public library is meant to be a resource to the community that it serves. So one of the missions I have as the Director of Adult Services is to make sure we have something to offer everybody in our community. A few years ago, I was doing some research and trying to figure out who it was that made up the city of Yorkville and what were their needs, and were we offering something for each of those groups of people? If not, how could we reach those people? What I learned was that 5% of Yorkville, approximately, is foreign-born, and that 11% of our population speaks a language other than English at home. Having lived in foreign countries myself, places where I couldn't communicate easily, I began to think about how isolating that must feel for some of our neighbors or friends, the parents and grandparents of the kids our kids go to school with, and I thought about how difficult it must be to do simple things that we all take for granted. Go on a job interview, shop for groceries, or just go outside and talk to the people that live on your block with you. I thought about the library's role in the community and how that's to offer services to everybody. After all, the library is for the community. It's supposed to be something for everyone. It seemed like a big task, but it began looking to other communities like Aurora, Joliet, and Naperville, all of which offered something no library out here in Kendall County offered, which is English language learner classes. And there was no way I could do that alone. So just as I was kind of shoving that dream aside, thinking, I don't know how to do this, Betty walked into my office. Sometimes we just find an angel, and sometimes the angels just wander into the second floor of the public library and knock on your door.
I was bored.
She had the exact same idea. She also had an unbelievable amount of energy and passion, and she has a knack for finding like-minded folks to help turn these dreams into reality. And that's who we have sitting here today. Just a few short weeks later, we started the program in January of 2023, just a year ago. Back then, it wasn't much of a program. It was Betty and four students meeting once a week in our quiet reading room. But things have grown quite a bit. We now have, in 12 months, this program has worked with 36 different students that are members of our community. We have had over a dozen volunteer teachers and program coordinators. And as of last month, our volunteer teachers were running 7 class sessions, 5 days a week. And in October and November, the ELL program had the highest attendance of any adult program on our calendar, beating what are typically our most popular programs, the chair yoga and Dungeons and Dragons. I would like to see a rumble between those two. In 2023, the attendance for the ELL classes and open houses was just under 700 people.
Wow.
And the new students are acquiring about these classes almost every week. I think since I wrote this out, Benny had talked to 3 more people. Now these volunteer teachers are working with students whose home languages include Spanish, Romanian, Russian, Mongolian, Hindi, and I think our 2 newest students speak French from Cameroon. We have students who come to Yorkville from the Ukraine, from Mexico, from China, and from Cameroon. All of them working hard to learn a new language to help them talk to their neighbors, shop at the grocery store, and find a good job. Now, I strongly believe that Yorkville is a community that helps its neighbors. And these 12 volunteers, 6 of whom are visible, do exactly that. These are wonderful members of the community who meet with their students every week, some of them running more than 1 class session. They meet together as a group of teachers once a month to game plan, to check in and talk about the best way to serve this community. For their selflessness and hard work, I am so happy that these volunteers will be recognized tonight by the board. These are the folks that make me love living, working, and raising my family in a place like Yorkville. Thank you all.
Okay, so very well stated. So on behalf of the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees members and the library staff, we are grateful to honor the one-year anniversary of the creation of the English Language Learners Program. And we're going to give a certificate of appreciation awarding to, and we're going to start with Betty Ross. Heidi Bolanos.
Thank you,
Heidi. Thank you. Rachel, I hope I say it correctly. Is it Vishek?
It's Belchek.
Belchek. Elaine Block. Elizabeth was down further.
Okay. No worries.
That's okay. We thank you for your service.
Oh, no problem. It's been fun.
Okay, she wants to get you home. It is say Elizabeth.
Elaine.
Can you put the stick to Elizabeth?
It's a Wednesday morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. There it is. And I think we have two more, but we don't have the certificates. We will give them to you, but if you can
we're
just come up.
Time.
Is it Jordan Waltz? Is it Waltz?
Waltz, yep.
And Sori Janor. Janer.
Janer.
So, do you just want to...
I'll just hold it.
Life?
Yeah. Can we just hold
there,
it like
yep.
This?
That works for me.
Jordan is from...
Thank
works
you.
The Yale program.
Oh, okay.
She's a current high school teacher.
Okay, thank you.
She's a Saturday teacher.
Thank you.
Sori speaks two languages. She's actually from Puerto Rico, but she's got excellent English.
Wow. Well, we want to thank you guys for your service. Thank you for your dedication to our community. And thank you for volunteering your time. Not everybody wants to do that, so we thank you.
Doing this as much as the students who come to us. We truly try and we feel that we're getting successful because we become friends. And when you become friends, you kind of lose those inhibitions and that fear of speaking. And that's one of our goals is to don't worry if you make mistakes. We make mistakes too. We try to have fun.
Yes.
And that seems to be working, you know, for what we're doing. So
thank you
for letting us have space and a comfortable, clean, safe place to teach.
So, thank you. Okay, so we will move on to our approval of the minutes. You can go ahead and read through the minutes.
Okay, and a safe night.
Thank you. Thank you.
You can do it.
Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Board of Trustees.
Second.
Roll call.
It's Reifstek.
Yes.
Schumacher.
Yes.
Pasola.
Yes.
Milchewski.
Yes.
Forrestal.
Yes.
Garcia.
Yes.
And Millen.
Yes.
Do we have any correspondence?
Yes, actually. So on page 5 of your packet, I printed an insert because it came out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. This is just a letter from the Secretary of State's office talking again about the specific information that we need to have in order to reach the Public Act 103-0100 for the right to read legislation. So it's just a reiteration of that. But I wanted to share the letter with you.
Okay.
And then the second one's kind of a correspondence. This actually came from some residents of office. Every year she does this drive with seniors for Valentine's Day cards.
Mm-hmm.
This year, and I wanted to include it so you guys saw, we were the only public entity to have them dropped off at. And we had approximately around 300 cards that were dropped off here. Some were handmade, some were purchased. Some came from classrooms, and one classroom over at YHS was a Spanish class, and they did Spanish Valentine's.
Oh, nice.
Which I thought was really neat.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to show you that.
That's awesome.
That was a really good response from the community.
Yes, that is great. They love their library. Public comment. Do we have any public comments? Friends of the library report.
Hello, Kathy Murphy, and we had our mini golf fundraiser on February 4th, 2424, and it was a success. It seems like the decorations for all 19 and three quarters holes were more elaborate than ever before. It was really very colorful and lots of fun. We had 830 attendees. And we made $7,420 for the library, and we had a good time doing it. So I don't know if anyone was able to attend, but it was fun.
How did that compare to last year?
I think this is the second highest.
The weather was so nice. Yes.
Yes.
And I saw something on Facebook like, come on out. I'm like, oh, no.
It was so nice. We had coat racks. I always bring an extra coat rack because normally it's cold. And I think there was one jacket hanging on one of them, and that was it.
It was a little less this year because what happened was that we spent a little bit more money. We had to create the 9 3/4 hole, so there was construction involved in that. Next year, that won't be part of the equation. And the Friends also purchased enough putters that we don't have to borrow them anymore.
Okay.
Wow. So I think they spent like $450 on purchasing putters. They found a gentleman out in Leland who resells sporting equipment, so he'll take adult putters, and he cut them all down and regripped them. So they're all kid size.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
Very nice. Yeah. So we had some expense.
Mm-hmm.
This was our 10th year.
Yep.
So We had to put a little bit of money in. They had to repair some of the greens, and then we'll probably have to do that a little bit more next year. But
still good.
It was a big time.
No complaints.
That day. So that was excellent.
Yes.
The complaints were that the lines were long, and so the little kiddos were a little bit impatient, maybe waiting to golf and that kind of thing. We think maybe opening an extra hour, spreading out the golf time, that maybe that helped this year as well. Or it was maybe the weather that maybe kept some people away, I'm not sure, but it was still really nice.
It was nice.
Event. That's nice. We also had a lot of white golf balls. Where did they come from?
Caitlin.
We acquired more golf balls, and they had to be colored because otherwise...
You don't know.
So two of us did it, and I dyed mine, and it was so much fun. I had to experiment a little bit with it, and I have a lot of empty jars, so the jars came in handy, and I was doing like overnight and making light purple and dark purple, and then Sue did some too, and she sprayed them outside, and it was cold out, so I like the dyeing method better. But anyway, we had enough golf balls and enough colors, and that was a good thing.
That's good. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Staff comments. Report of the treasurer.
Okay. Well, let's start. Let's see what the list. First thing is the list. I went over it. Nothing crazy. So I would like to make a motion to approve of those as added. Total was paid in the amount of $25,195.79. Total payroll of $35,444.13 for total disbursements of $60,639.92.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Schumacher?
Yes.
Pesola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Reifstech?
Yes.
Report of the library director.
Just a quick report.
That's going to be on. After. Yes. Sorry. Report of the library director.
Right. So my report starts on page 22.
22.
Yep. We are in the throes of our summer, or our winter reading challenge. Feels like summer. Winter reading challenge. That will end February 29th. So kids can turn in their reading logs for a chance to win two grand prizes, compliments of the Friends of the Library. We are also doing a community art project for our lobby.
I saw that.
So we're asking different age groups to create different parts of a collage, so it's going to be like a mosaic. So once it's all put together, it will create a bigger, larger picture. So we have groups for adults, kids, teens, and all ages, but we have local artists that are going to come together and put all these pieces together to form a greater picture that we'll put up in our lobby as well. So you can sign up for these. If we have to do more classes, we'll extend it out until we get enough to create our...
I signed up.
Did you?
I did.
Yep. You don't have to have any artistic skills. If you know how to color, then...
Yep, I love coloring.
Great. So. Yeah. So there's going to be different mediums. So like the adults will use alcohol inks. I'm not sure what the kids are using, so there's going to be different
I did the ones
textures
for both.
To it.
All ages.
Let's see here. I won't read all of these, but I will report on the Fox River, Our Hidden Gem. This was a program in collaboration with the Conservation Foundation. So they're going to be doing a four-part series, one each month. And for their first one in January, we had 92 people attend.
That's good.
So, yeah, we are quite excited about that. The next one will be February 28th, and it will be Blooms of Renewal, Spring Flowers in Our Woodlands, with speaker Anne from Kramer Tree Specialists. Let's see what else we have going on.
We're going to be doing our library road trip again. We kind of talked to you about this last month. We're just going to have a Zoom meeting tomorrow just to firm up the details. But it should run the last week of March and all of April.
Okay.
And actually, at the Friends meeting today, the Friends were gracious enough to pay for all of these swag items that we purchased. It was $1,600 in total. So these are some things that we'll be passing out to all the participants that come through the library road trip. This is a little color-changing cup.
Ooh, okay.
This is a little maze for the kids.
Oh, nice.
Some koozies and some magnetic clips. Yeah, so
very nice.
Thanks again to the Friends for
thank
that.
You.
Thank you. Let's see here. I'll report on that later. That's really, I think, it that I wanted to just highlight to you.
Okay.
No, I have one more.
Okay.
The very last one is I did sign a witness slip for Senate Bill 2787. Which will amend the library, Illinois Local Library Act and the Public Library District Act. So this act is about going out for a bid if we have something that we need competitive bid for at a $25,000 threshold. That number has been in place for several years, and so they want to raise that to $35,000 just because of inflation, and that it hasn't been done in years. So that helps a lot of libraries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now we'll move to standing committee. No city council liaison. He's not present tonight. Standing committees, we did have a finance committee on February 7th, and so we'll have our chairman give us a report.
Yeah. So we got together and we had our committee. Some highlights for things that we noted on the upcoming project is property tax, our intake from that is going up quite sizably. We're proposing that will be $995,347. Last year, we adopted our budget at $899,000. So it's probably about $100,000. Our projected, however, this last year was a little bit more, so that's our base. So, and basically we've accounted for our projects coming up, our lighting, and our wonderful chiller being our next biggest ones. So when all is said and done and with it, we are looking that when we get done, we will be a little bit under budget if all these numbers follow through and we don't get more money off of that. At $108,053. So the total fund expenditures would be $1,800,000. Rob feels this isn't a bit, he's comfortable with this little bit of a deficit because our fund balance is funded at 48%. So that's what we're looking at. I don't know when we need to
vote this
coming
up
here.
We're going to approve the next one?
Yeah, not this one.
Yeah, not this one.
Not
the next
one.
So we'll be looking to approve it next month.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the highlights, you know, that we covered, I think it's a good budget.
So we'll see that next month's meeting. We'll see the actual budget and be able to make a...
I shared that budget, the revisions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Rob teased us a little. Thought we were going to get a little bit more in our taxes, but he had a little error, so... that he caught.
Okay, so we didn't have any other committee meetings. We'll move on to unfinished business, which is our HVAC chiller replacement update.
Okay, so
not really a lot to update you on. I believe I told you the last meeting that we had that cold spell.
Yes.
January 12th and 13th, mm-hmm. we ended up closing the library based on our emergency preparedness policy, which I was glad we had. We did have a patron complaint about that, and I was happy to share our policy with her and show her the requirements for it and why I made the decision I did. So,
okay.
No more talk after that, but I just wanted to let you know that was very helpful.
Yes.
And useful.
Yeah.
So, with that cold spell, that Monday, the 15th, we delayed opening till 11 because there was still some high wind chill numbers. But staff had arrived at around 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was 55 degrees in here.
Oh my God.
So I called Trico. They came over, shut off our water main in this back closet here, and they were inspecting the HVAC system, and they got it up and running, and it took 3 days for it to get back up to temperature because of how cold it was in here. And so the water stayed off, but when they turned it back on, it had burst right past the main, so they had to quickly turn it off and wait for the temperature on Friday to get higher outside, so we didn't have to worry about it freezing again. So they came back on Friday and repaired the area after the main that burst, but then they also found a secondary burst in the kitchen, so they had to repair that too. We just had a little water in the on the floor, nothing major. So that bill was in the bills
yes.
list tonight
mm-hmm. yes.
for that repair. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we installed a new thermostat here, mm-hmm. and now I have access to it at home. And I've set an alert, so if the temperature drops in this room, I'll get an alert at home, so we'll know.
That's good.
If the temperature goes
yeah.
lower.
That's
yeah.
good.
And
that's
we
good.
Can lock it out, so anyone that's in this room can't mess with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I believe what happened was there was a set schedule on it that no one knew about.
Mm.
So at night, it dropped down. And it just couldn't catch up. So, because normally in the wintertime, we'll keep the temperature warm in here.
Right.
Just for that reason.
Right.
But, so, that's what happened. They're also going to send me a quote on supplemental heat and air in here. Just for that as well. So, that'll be coming.
Okay.
As far as the chiller goes, excuse me, we're still waiting to hear on the engineering study. I believe they said they would probably get back to us at the beginning of March. So Jesus is in contact with them.
Okay.
So I wanted to let you know that.
March?
Yes. So that's it for that.
That's it for that? Update. Okay. So then we're on to new business, strategic plan timeline.
Yep.
Shelly can give us that. It's here.
So that's the page, the last page in your packet, 33 and 34. So January 30th, we had our first kickoff meeting with our planning team, which includes all of our full-time positions here, and Theron and Rosie. And we just discussed the timeline, and we talked about the community survey, what we might like to see on the survey. And we came up with this process timeline, so I wanted to share it with you. The next thing that is currently being worked on is the community survey, and the second draft has gone back out with my corrections, and so we'll discuss that at the end of this week, but we're looking to have the survey live on February 26th through March 31st. So just a month time frame, we'll have that open. People can do it online. Mm-hmm. It's through SurveyMonkey. Mm-hmm. We'll have paper copies available for maybe the elderly and people that might not have access to the internet to fill it out. We'll have a staff member enter that information in, so it's all in one place for the consultants.
And the QR code as well.
And the QR code, and we're going to share that anywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. It's going to show up on the city's
water bills
on the 29th. Mm-hmm. You'll see that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like I said, we'll share it anywhere, and I'd ask you guys to share it as well.
As board members, yeah. Too, if you have any community services. Or
so I'll provide you with that link.
Can they do that through Facebook, too?
I think we should put a link.
Caitlin's going to put the link on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we'll have a link on our website. Mm-hmm. If you just want to tell people, go to our website and fill out the survey.
Will the record give us anything as far as equipment in the record?
We can send that there. I know I'll send it out to WSBY. They're always very good with putting that on air for us as well. So, an interesting tidbit is that we learned in the planning committee that 1% return is acceptable.
Yes.
I would love to beat that.
I would too.
That's my goal.
That's why we're trying to get
it
out.
That's my goal.
As many places
as 1% of community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's amazing. Anyway, so that's going out. She's also working on the library trends research that we had asked. So the next thing that's going to happen is at our April board meeting, she will be attending via Zoom to do a session with the board. There will be some questions that she'll be asking the board members and that to retrieve some information. And then we'll also have a one-hour session with staff, actually before your board meeting. We'll have a morning and an evening session for the staff to attend.
But the one for the board is before the board meeting?
No, it's going to be at the board meeting.
Oh, so during our board meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so it's an agenda item.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. So then after all of that information is collected, that's when they will work on the learning report. Actually, another phase of that is the group interviews and the focus group.
Yes.
Focus groups and one-on-one interviews.
Yes.
So I met with the consultant about that to kind of come up with a list. She wants a list provided of some names and key people from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so this focus group actually will be talking about Yorkville and not really the library. It will be about Yorkville, and we will learn how the library fits into that and how the library can help grow the news in Yorkville. Let's see here. So then once all of that information, the learning report, focus groups, the community survey, the interviews from staff and board, when all that's collected, they're going to create this very large learning report.
Yes.
And once that is done, she's going to meet with the planning team about that, and we're going to plan the retreat sessions. So the retreat for the board is going to be on Saturday, June 1st, and it's a three-hour session. So we will treat it as a special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, that's when we're going to develop the strategies for this plan. And then the day before is the staff retreat. And that will be on Friday, May 31st. So at the next board meeting, I'm going to request that we close for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll treat that as an in-service. So we'll do half day with this, and then we'll do a half day with
training.
Training.
whether in disaster training and staff training, technology training, anything like that. We'll just treat the whole day as a training day. And then after the retreats, then the planning meeting will, the planning team will come back and review the strategic plan outline in around June or July. And then that's when we will develop the plan, the presentation. They will do the presentation to the board sometime in July and August.
Yeah.
So we'll be ready to go August or September with our goals and objectives.
Wow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
It's a lot of planning. But they're very good, very thorough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really happy
that they're feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a great planning.
Yeah.
Planning meeting. They listened to everything that the planning team brought, and I think they did a good job bringing it back with the survey.
Great.
And so mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to see this process mm-hmm. come to fruition.
Yeah.
Any further questions, answers,
questions,
comments?
No.
Well, that is we do not have a need to go into executive session. And no other new business, so motion to adjourn.
So
moved. You need a second?
No, she said.
Oh, a second.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry. Okay. Pizzola?
Yes.
Milsuski?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Reifstech?
Yes.
And Schumacher? Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.